out and safe. Ukraine says all women, children and the elderly have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant. For months, they sheltered in underground bunkers, while Ukrainian fighters from the Azov battalion attempted to prevent Russian soldiers from completely taking over the port city. President Zelensky repeatedly called on the United Nations to help lead civilians to safety through humanitarian corridors.
I want to thank the teams of the International Committee of the Red Cross and the United Nations for helping us carry out the first phase of the Azovstal plant evacuation mission. We managed to save more than 300 people, women and children.
Russia agreed to a number of ceasefires to facilitate evacuations. Both Kyiv and Moscow repeatedly accused one another of violating the truce. Hundreds of civilians were eventually evacuated in multiple operations led by the United Nations, taken to a nearby village away from the shelling.
But with the fate of Ukrainian fighters still in the steelworks, it's unclear if President Vladimir Putin will be able to declare victory in Mariupol in time for May 9th, a day where Russia celebrates the Soviet Union's World War II victory over the Nazis. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Oman.